back, kid. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. While playing on an injured ankle, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes throwing two touchdown passes in the fourth quarter and scrambling 26 yards to set up Harrison Butker's 27-yard game-winning field goal during Super Bowl 57 Sunday. The Chiefs, who were down by 10 points at halftime, defeating the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35. Mahomes winning his second Super Bowl MVP award. After the game, crowds of Eagles fans gathering on the streets of Philadelphia, where police issued warnings to fans to prevent rioting from getting out of control. U.S. forces shooting down an unidentified object hovering over Lake Huron Sunday. It's the fourth takedown of a suspected surveillance device in 8 days. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden tells Fox Report with John Scott that the Biden administration needs to toughen up regarding several issues.
I want to see us get tough. The reason this is happening is because bad behavior has not been addressed by this administration. Whether that bad behavior is illegal border crossings on our southern border or entries into our airspace by the Chinese, we have to stand up to bad behavior if we want it to stop.
Meanwhile, on NBC's Meet the Press, Connecticut Democratic Congressman Jim Himes, a member of the so-called Gang of Eight who are given high-level briefings, shares his view on why questions still linger regarding the balloon incidents.
Part of the problem here is that both of the second and the third objects were shot down in very remote areas. So my guess is that there's just not a lot of information out there yet to share.
It's still unknown where Sunday's object or the two others shot down on Friday and Saturday originated. The balloon that was shot down February 4th off the coast of South Carolina is believed to be a Chinese spy balloon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
With the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade back in June, governors are now at the forefront of the abortion issue. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
The Dobbs decision last June put abortion access in states' hands. North Dakota Republican Governor Doug Burgum says that's where his state leans.
Proven at the ballot box, the citizens voting. Our legislature very much is a pro-life with exception states.
New Mexico's Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham says abortion is a constitutional matter that shouldn't be legal in just some of America.
Making sure that wherever I live in this country, one country, that my constitutional rights, my bodily autonomy ought to be protected.
Both appeared on CBS Face the Nation. Governor Lujan Grisham says she's been seeing women from across America coming to New Mexico for abortion services.
New Mexico State canceling the rest of its men's basketball season following a police report that alleges hazing by three players. The allegations include false imprisonment, harassment, and criminal sexual conduct against a teammate. Uncle Sam is calling for more soldiers.
The U.S. Army is taking a hit when it comes to numbers. Recruitment is down. Last year's goal of 60,000 new soldiers came up 25% or about 15,000 short. According to the Army's head of marketing, Major General Alex Fink, America's young people, quote, see us as revered but not relevant in their lives. A tight civilian jobs market only adds to the problem. So the oldest branch of the service is offering new incentives in hopes of of enticing more to sign up, in addition to bonuses for recruiters of up to $4,500 per quarter should baseline enlistments exceed their required numbers. Young enlistees can earn a promotion for referrals who go through basic training.
That's Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.